In the beginning, was the Word. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him.
All things, everything.
And without him, there was not anything made that was made. In him was light.
Light, the light of the world, the light that leads away. In him was light.
And the light was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness.
The deep darkness, the scary darkness, the darkness of our world, the light shines there.
And the darkness does not overcome it.
The darkness does not overcome the light. The light, the light of the world.
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father.
Glory, 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 hallelujah. Christ is born.
Thank you. Sit down. Look at this guy. Come down. He looks kind of old, doesn't he? Maybe. And so somebody thought maybe John looked that way when he was writing his gospel. You know why? Because John was the last one to write about Jesus. He wrote much later. And I don't know about you, but sometimes if something happens to me, and it was a long time ago, I start to think, what lessons did I learn when that person pushed me and I pushed them back? Maybe if I think about it, way later I think about it, maybe I shouldn't have pushed them. Do you ever have that experience when something happens and you start to think about it later and you learn lessons from what you experienced? That's kind of what John did. And so here, next slide, is how he starts. He starts it kind of weird. There's no manger, there's no baby. He says, the Word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, because John knew that when God speaks, good stuff happens, all right? And he's saying, Jesus is good stuff, all right? Stuff happens with Jesus. And so, next slide, as he's writing his gospel, look at the candle. It's probably really dark in the room, and maybe there was a candle while he was writing the book of John. And so I'm going to have Vanessa light this candle. All right, you think she can do it? I don't know. You think she can do it? No, not quite. Uh-oh, something's wrong with the candle. Oh, there, yay, Vanessa. All right. And he said, in him was life, and the life was the light of everyone, and the light shines in the darkness. Uh-oh, there. Yay. And the darkness does not overcome. I don't know if you ever have a flashlight and you're in a dark room and you shine the light. Is the darkness, wherever you shine the light, does the darkness stay? No, the light is always stronger than the darkness. And that's what John was saying. He says, when you know Jesus, his light is in your heart. And Jesus is stronger than any darkness, any bad thing. Next slide. And then John said, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. So God of the universe wrapped himself up in a body. And one of my friends, you know what they say? This person, he's a pastor. He says, God took his jammies and his toothbrush and he came down and he stayed a while. He stayed a while. He stayed overnight with us, all right, for 33 years. And he met us right where we are in our world because he loves us so much and he is the light of the world. And then that's how it all started. That's how it all started. So isn't it fun to think about how each person wrote the different books in the Bible? Each person emphasized something a little different, but we can learn from all of them. Jesus meets us all right where we are. That's who he is. That's Christ the King.